We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
There we go. Life kicking it. Love. I don't know if I should start out whispering or not. All right, there we go. Take me to the bridge. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Do you believe? Coming up, we are going to...
Speaking of divas.
this is the diva, right?
I've never understood it.
She is the one that doesn't want the green M&Ms in her bowl of M&Ms.
I thought that was J-Lo.
Oh, there's a lot. She's right up there with her. Trust me.
So we got J-Lo. We got Mariah Carey. We got Cher. Kind of started it all. Who else is like...
Well, Cher reinvented herself, you know, with Moonstruck. And look, I give her a lot of credit back. She's hung around. I mean, she's a good entertainer. I've never seen her, but everybody says she's great in concert.
Hurts tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, she's here?
She's kicking off her Here We Go Again tour.
Yep. Her first one is here.
Yeah, wow. She's kicking it off. And yep. Next month, Shinedown kicks off their tour at Hertz Arena.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Shinedown.
I'm not familiar with that. I don't know what a Shinedown is.
Sounds like a beatdown.
Like you shine down your shoes? What's a Shinedown?
Unbelievable.
Is it really? Never
yes.
heard of it.
What are they saying?
Shinedown.
Find me one.
Is it country?
Is it? Cher, I've heard of. I used to watch this Sonny and Cher variety show when I was 4 years old.
I got you, babe. She had the longest hair back then.
Yeah.
Long, straight,
that was before
silky.
Extensions. That was the real deal, right?
You know, I got to call Rick. You guys can't bog me down with all this nonsense.
We got Rick Harrell coming up.
Keep it on track.
It's really easy to easier said than done. How many tracks have we been on today? By the way, update our poll, please.
My favorite was the bald aliens conversation for what it's worth.
Bald aliens, women with armpit hair, which is like all a new craze now across the country.
Yeah, this January thing is going on, in case you missed it. And I'm totally offended by it. I don't care how many ladies or whatever. These younger women are putting and growing their armpit hair out, and then they're coloring it. And I said, do you favor armpit hair on women at our poll at 93 ESPN Radio on Twitter? 90%, almost 275 votes, 90% no. Thank God for that. 10% yes.
I just don't know who the 10% is out there. It just makes no sense.
I probably have heard of Shinedown, but I told you, I'm out of touch with music. Doesn't matter what genre
See,
it is.
I'm not. I'm much more hipper than you are regarding the pop culture of music. And
no, I don't know about that.
You didn't know who Pitbull was. I rest my case.
But when I heard the song, I did. It's just.
So Shinedown, I'm not familiar with. Now, maybe that makes me look bad. I don't know. So, this is Shinedown?
Yeah, Rick didn't pick up.
All right.
You know, we have this issue where I play the beginning of the song. My eyes are open
wide, by the way. Sounds pleasant. I made
it. Very good music.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of Shinedown.
I have no doubt. I like it.
Wait a minute, I gotta hang to the bridge here. I think I've heard this. I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. Oh yeah, I heard this.
Good song, right?
Very good song.
Yeah. So they'll be at Hertz next month. Yeah.
Nice.
Can I get some free tickets?
Pete's your hookup over there, not me.
How come they're not doing the Super Bowl?
Sorry, Rick didn't pick up, so right. I don't want to get yelled at by management for playing music.
No, I know. Tell them your host requested information. And I heard the song, and now I'm hip now. I'm cool.
Yeah, 606. Shinedown's literally one of the biggest bands in the world right now.
If they're so big, how come Craig Scheman hasn't heard of
them? How come I ever heard of them?
Because you're too busy listening to Kesha.
Wow, that was cold and partially accurate.
Fact. They're singing Timber.
I don't know any of these groups. I don't know any of the groups.
Oh, man. All righty, then. You guys had an interest on the over-under on the
Yeah, it's looking good.
Knicks game in London, which is going. We have NBA basketball going on right now. The Wizards and the Knicks without Enes Kanter, who's afraid for his life.
Yes,
because the Turkish
he went and saw Midnight Express.
The Turkish
and won't
government
come back.
Wants him assassinated, so he did not make the trip.
You never saw Midnight
Knicks.
Express? Randy Quaid, yeah, when it was early in the years?
Yeah,
smuggling hash by accident, sort of by accident, but there gets caught. Man, tortured.
Absolutely. All right, here to speak about that and many other things is our business guru, Rick Harrow. Rick, how you been, man? What's
going Rick.
On? Hey, so why is it that I, you know, am 3 minutes late and you're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with sports? What's wrong with you guys?
We're vamping because our guest wasn't on time.
Yeah, we vamp all the time.
That's fair. I could blame it on Beasley, but, you know, everybody blames Beasley. So
that's right. That's right.
I'll take it.
Where are you at? You sound like you're around other people.
No, I'm around Italian music. So I was waiting. I was going to decide to wait for this show to be over before I got my first glass of wine for the evening. But frankly, you guys just aren't that important. So I'm
well,
here with a glass of wine.
Who are you with, Andrea Bocelli? I mean, what's you with Andrea Bocelli? What's going on?
Yeah, where are you at?
Yeah, no, with Danny DeVito. So
are you really?
So here's the other piece. I was, hey, how about that half that I got to witness firsthand of Patriots football, Shepard? Was that the best playoff half you've ever seen?
It's right up there. I mean, as far as a surgical dissection, yes, absolutely it was. And
how about Rivers throwing that hissy fit when, you know, he was like, my guys aren't open, I'm not getting any time, what's wrong? Well, it's the playoffs, pal.
Yeah.
And the problem is Brady's reading his press clippings about how he's washed up and old. Don't let that guy read that stuff.
So were you sitting out there with Robert Kraft without a jacket on sub-freezing temperatures out in the sunshine?
With John Bon Jovi?
No, I was bright enough. I was a little bit behind them. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, around there. And then I went to the press box, said hello to the Chargers people that I know really early because I know that if I waited until like 10 minutes gone into the game, we already knew what would have happened. So I said that early. I spent time with my Shaughnessy buddies and Ben Volen and all of those guys in the comfort of it. Hey, by the way, you may not know this, Shepard. You may.
Yep.
It's the only suite and press area that really pampers the press. Stacey James and those guys.
Stacey's great. Stacey's great.
Lobster rolls at halftime. What do you think?
For playoff, I give them and the Red Sox and the Celtics. When it come playoff time, at least the last since like 2003. They have all stepped it up big time. You get not just everybody, you know, they always serve chowder when the Dolphins come up there and everything else, but they step it up big time with the lobster rolls and everything else. Well, how many times did Shaughnessy use the word tomato can? That's his favorite expression.
Yeah, it does. No, exactly. But it's really fun to see those guys, you know, in that suite. And by the way, they just don't serve a chowder when the Dolphins are up there. They serve chowder during the playoffs.
Yes, they do.
How about that?
Wow. Now, Rick, are you going to one of the two conference championship games this weekend?
No, here's my thought. I paid my dues. So, you know, the Bears game 2 weeks ago, Patriots game last week, been on the road since then.
Yeah.
Running out of underwear, so I'm going home.
That sounds good. All right, before I swing you back to NFL talk, we are watching here the Knicks and Wizards in London
Mesa
right
convention.
Now. This What benefit does the NBA get in London? It's much different, I think, than when the NFL goes over there. I mean, I would much understand the games they're going to do in China. That makes more sense. Basketball is huge over there. Is basketball, NBA basketball, huge at all in London?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have, you know, minor leagues. The O would be a kind of an interesting place for a franchise expansion. Plus, it is our duty, given our newfound status around the world, to export really, really bad regular season basketball, and here it is.
Yes. Although it's a 91-90 game with 5 minutes to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's two teams that ain't going anywhere. I mean, the Wizards, God bless them, but, you know, with John Wall on the sidelines, you know, where are they going to go? And the Knicks, what about the Knicks? It's a competitive game. It's a close game. Let's put it this way. It would be a who cares during the regular season if we're over here. And now it's almost doesn't really matter who the teams are. The NBA's in London.
And they didn't even send their best European player, Enes Kanter, over there because he's afraid of getting assassinated by the Turkish government. Fact.
Yeah, that's what your assassination. Yeah, well, so, you know, he says some things about the Turkish government. He's over there. So, you know, keep him home. That's a legitimate reason. And you know, what is what is Adam Silver going to do? Fine him? I mean, the guy's worried about his life.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep him home. Keep him safe.
Yeah. I was telling this to Craig. Midnight Express came out when I was 11 or 12. And that movie scared the bejesus out of me when I saw it. And it was one of the, you know.
It still does.
It
scares me. There were a couple of scenes there. I guess we can't really talk about them on radio. Nah. But you remember that. You remember the whole movie, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Randy Quaid. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Not upset.
But it was disturbing. Yeah. Traumatized. Maybe
disturbing
that's the way
on so many levels. But, yeah, so, you know, Turkey is I'm not – but Turkey's got some good basketball players, right?
Yeah.
And has had some good basketball players. Everybody's got to worry about themselves. Let's put that way.
Rick Horro is our business insider with us here with Shimon and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN, hobnobbing with some Italian music and fine wine at the moment. The Super Bowl ads, which are, well, I remember it was a big deal when they were $1 million for a 30-second ad. Now it's 5.25. Mm. Only 90% sold at this point. I thought they'd be sold out by this point.
Yeah, but here's the rub. They'll be sold out when it comes. It's like, consider Super Bowl ads like real estate. If you buy the fourth quarter, it's like behind a Denny's in a parking lot because you don't know if it's going to be a thriller or a bust. So you got to worry about the risk.
Yeah.
If it's the beginning of the first or beginning of the third, right after the halftime extravaganza, it's like waterfront property. Mm. And so everybody's jousting for location. And of course, the 5.2 are the high ones. There are three, there are four. And, you know, some Super Bowls have been fantastic. Then you throw in overtime bonuses. So it is really an entrepreneur's delight to buy Super Bowl ads. We had to spend some time sometimes just doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. And I think this year might be because the matchups, no matter who gets in, are very intriguing. It's great storylines, no matter whether it's the Patriots or Saints or Kansas City or the Rams. So the NFL is loving this, right, Rick?
Yeah, they're loving it. And I think it was just a great playoff this year where the top seeds played at the end of the year much better than the rest of the guys. And you know, I was thinking all sorts of combinations: Patriots Bears, Chargers Rams. I mean, remember we were all talking about that.
Yeah.
But we got the top four seeds in, and probably that's what should have happened.
Rick, typically, if you perform at halftime, it spurs sales. If you do halftime of the Super Bowl, there was the controversy this year that a lot of the entertainment industry was frowning upon joining Maroon 5 at the half. They thought it'd be bad for their careers because it all got tied into Colin Kaepernick and all that kind of stuff. Now, we don't talk about Colin Kaepernick nearly as much as we did last year. It seems like it's kind of dying down, but still now there's some kind of impact. Negatively or positively, if you play at halftime now, right?
Well, but the bottom line is it's based on exposure. So I don't think there's a problem with the way halftime is positioned, because if you have controversy and if you go through it, you're in the entertainment industry, probably going to sell you more records, albums, tapes, whatever they're called these days, CDs. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it is really good that Maroon 5 is coming because they're really good to watch at halftime. I'm not sure I want to be exposed to all the rap groups that are going to be before and after, but that's just me, and that's just my taste.
Yeah.
And it is Atlanta, so we're looking forward to a good halftime show.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, halftime shows, that's when, you know, I'm reheating what we cooked and just sampling and eating. Whoever's on is
round
on.
Two
just,
on the food, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, but for you, I don't view you as much of a rap aficionado, am I correct?
Well, if you're talking 90s rap, man, I mean, I DJed in nightclubs for a couple of years while I was...
But he doesn't know who Pitbull is, who's in your neck of the woods at the 305 down there.
I know nothing about any genre of music, today's music at all. I know some songs. If I hear them, I go, oh, yeah, I recognize that song. But no, I'm absolutely clueless when it comes to music right now of any genre because I just don't have the time. You know,
we're indeed an incredibly complicated and entrepreneurial individual. A Shimon should be very happy to have you as a partner.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I was looking at a story today in the Star Tribune about how much more the NCAA Final Four is going to cost more than the Super Bowl. I thought it was an intriguing story because of the cartons that they have to buy and how the NCAA doesn't pick up the type of tabs that the NFL picks up. I don't know if you saw it, but I was amazed at how much more that it's going to cost the Final Four in Minnesota than the Super Bowl last year.
Well, yeah, but the economic impact is pretty certain there because most likely, if a team loses in that Saturday, fans are going to be unhappy, but they're going to stay through Monday. So the economic impact is pretty significant. Plus, in Minneapolis, if you go outside, you're going to be frozen. You need to be chiseled off before you get the cab to the airport. So it'll be an interesting dynamic. It's, you know, it's the end of March, beginning of April, so people will have thawed out a little bit more. And net-net, even though it does cost the host committee more at the front end, everybody would want one of these because of the economic impact it generates.
All right. Well said. We had wondered about that. Rick, thanks so much, man. Get back to your hobnobbing over there. Enjoy the conference championships on TV this time.
Quick, give us your predictions real quick, your two scores.
I think it's going to be the Patriots and Rams. That'll be an interesting dynamic this year. I'd love to see Breeze and Brady, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
All right.
Well
by
said.
The way, the music here is getting pathetic, but the food's good. Goodbye.
All right. Enjoy your dinner. Thank you, Rick. Goodbye. As Rick Hoare, our business insider, he's on each and every week at this time, and usually hobnobbing somewhere.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. We have ourselves a situation across the pond in London. The Wizards at the Horn against the Knicks in London at O Arena. And they go up for a game-winning shot.
Bryant went up for a dunk.
And he missed it, but it was a goaltend call, and the Wizards beat the Knicks on a goaltend at the Horn.
They're reviewing it right now. Is it coming down?
Oh, yes it was. Yes, it was in the cylinder.
So it'll be 101 to 100. The Wiz will beat the Knicks. More importantly, for these two degenerates who like Skittles, over-under was 229 on this one.
In the bag.
I believe we took the under.
We're just hoping no overtime.
Yeah, that was the worst-case scenario would have been overtime here. In other words, you got this one easy peasy. I don't think there's any way they overturn
You talk
this.
About the Knicks season right there in a nutshell. There it is. They're ahead the whole game comfortably between 8 and, 12 points, basically the whole game as an 8-point underdog, and they just let it go at the end.
Keep in mind, Enes Kanter not making the trip for fear of his life, assassination from the Turkish
He'd have gotten
government.
Up there.
Yeah.
He'd have gotten all the way up there.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. They're still reviewing this. This is a no-brainer.
That's in the cylinder.
This is a no-brainer to me.
That's in the cylinder.
And coming down.
It's coming down. I mean, that's clear, right?
The cylinder.
Yeah, the cylinder doesn't matter.
Yep.
Wow.
Although,
are they calling a goaltend with 3/10 of it? Are they going to put time back on the clock? Is that what they're reviewing?
That's probably what they're doing.
Okay, yeah, so there'll be 0.3 or 0.4 on the clock.
0.4, you can get a shot off.
Right.
At half court.
Right.
I mean, when you inbound at half court.
You can shoot it.
Yeah.
Anything less than 0.3, it's got to be a tip.
It's got to be a tip.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what they're reviewing at this point. All right, we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, 0.3 is what they'll
have. It's like
0.3. NBA, this is just a warm-up from MLK Day, where we're a wall-to-wall NBA action all day long.
It's Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, three-day weekend.
We're off Monday, three-day weekend.
Gotta love that.
We're watch NBA coming off the conference championships, where we see the Chiefs will take on either the Rams or the Saints in the Super Bowl. Right?
I'm not saying anything on air this week. I am picking the Patriots. I'll let everybody know that.
Even officially for your Pigskin Picks?
We don't even need to wait until tomorrow. I'm officially picking the Patriots.
You'll be wearing your TB12 shirt next Tuesday?
That's fine.
He's wearing
Listen, that means I'll get a Pigskin Picks game right for a change, which will be great.
Congratulations. By the way, I've got that sewn up. I'm printing back-to-back T-shirts. In the meantime, let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Nick Eponina National. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Good, what's happening, man?
When I got out of work, Pete, you were talking about the M&Ms and everybody being a diva.
Yeah.
At the risk of sounding like a nerd, there's actually a fun fact with rock and roll history about that.
Okay.
It's back to when Van Halen would actually tour, and they would bring around with them a lot of heavy equipment that they wanted to make sure was properly installed in these arenas. So halfway through the contract writer where they were talking about how you know, certain rinks need to be certain feet apart, they would hide in there, no brown M&M shall be in the dressing room or the event promoter will forfeit it at full cost.
Mm. Yep.
So what would happen?
Oh. Nick, we lost your phone.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
You there?
Yeah, now we got your back. We lost you for a second, yeah. You're at Brown M&M's.
Well, if halfway through the contract, they would put no Brown M&M's in the dressing room. And if they would show up to the event and there were Brown M&M's in there, they would know the event promoter did not read the writer, and they know they were walking out to an unsafe stage. So a lot of other bands and, like, pop artists started taking that. And everybody thinks it's because they're divas, when really it stems back to, like, a safety issue. I don't know. I saw it on YouTube the other side. It was a fun fact, but...
Nick, I think you're onto something, but I've also heard of the divas that, you know, no green M&Ms in my bowl, and have thrown fits and fired staffers because of it, and thrown hissy fits about this, that, and the other thing as well. But, yeah, I think you're right, Nick. I mean, I believe you, and it sounds...
Well, David Lee Roth actually said that they would purposely wreck the entire dressing room because they knew that they didn't read it, and it was a safety issue, and they wanted them to go on to a stage that was unsafe, so they figured, why not just trash the dressing room? But, you know, J-Well could just be a diva at the end of the day. So, but...
That is fascinating. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
Or you could be do the adult thing, maybe, and call the coordinator in and actually have a conversation. Did you read this, and why wasn't this done? But we don't want to do that.
All right, quick update. They put 0.4 seconds on. The Knicks are inbounding the ball.
You can get a shot off here.
Court, turn around, jump
that'll
shot.
Count. That'll count if it goes. No.
No good. And the Wiz hang on to win 101-100 in London. NBA is fantastic.
No, it is not.
that was their old slogan from the 90s.
Yes, it was.
All right.
I got a list of 30 celebrities' writer demands.
Oh, sweet. This will be great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you got to update our Twitter poll before the segment is over.
Yes.
All right. So, what do you got?
So, I'll kind of pick some good ones. Beyonce.
Yeah.
She is under contract with Pepsi. So, obviously, no Coca-Cola products behind stage.
All right. That makes sense. Makes sense.
And she likes her dressing room to be at 78 degrees at all times.
78?
Yes.
It's a little on the warm side.
Yeah. I'd go there as well. Taylor Swift has a very specific Starbucks order. One grande ice caramel latte, two sweet and lows, one grande ice Americano with two sweet and lows, soy milk, one slice of pumpkin loaf.
Put the stuff, make it yourself. Put all that stuff
on
the side.
That's a little bit much.
Since her 2014 breakup with Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez has declared she will not work with anyone with the first name Justin.
That's
nobody
ridiculous.
On the staff, the entire crew can't be named Justin?
That's so childish.
That's so idiot.
What the hell are you? Who are you people?
Selena Gomez.
Who cares?
Pete?
I don't care. She's Speedy Gonzalez. Don't work with Justin.
Jennifer Lopez, all white everything. Curtains, candles.
It's very soothing.
Yeah. Neutral.
All right.
Just, that's why he hate.
Yeah, a lot of these are just food requests where it's kind of
like what?
Food, alcohol. Well, Jay-Z insists that there's good quality peanut butter. And jelly.
What? Okay.
Well, we somebody's addition of good quality peanut
Jay-Z,
butter.
Jay-Z, really, rolling with the PB&J before.
Yeah. He probably doesn't even eat it.
Good for him.
It's going to be a
got to be Welch's grape. Got to be, well, peanut butter.
You like Peter Pan or Jif?
No,
Mariah Carey requests a bottle of Cristal champagne complete with a bendy straw for sipping.
Out of the bottle? Or out of a...
And one person whose sole purpose is to throw away her gum.
There's a person on staff to throw away her gum when she's done chewing.
Yes, that's
for Mariah Carey.
Only person's job.
I wonder what that pays. Like, I'd do it.
This is a long list for
the only
Kanye.
Time I've seen that. Remember in Trading Places at the end when Dan Aykroyd goes to kiss Jamie Lee Curtis and she has gum in her mouth and he says, "Coleman, would you mind?" It's Denholm Elliott. She takes out the gum and Coleman holds the gum. While she's making out with
when that. Kim Kardashian's on tour with Kanye West, she requests an alcohol-infused slushy machine in her dressing room.
Wow, that sounds
or in his dressing room. I'm sorry,
that sounds reasonable.
Lady Gaga,
jeez,
mannequin with puffy. Can't read that one.
Puffy what?
Puffy pink hair.
Okay, why?
Oh my lord!
Says here, who knows.
Okay. Which segues into our hair comment earlier today.
Kevin Hart, this is strange. Five women between the ages of 21 and 27 with an athletic, sexy build.
For what?
I don't know.
He is married.
He requests, it's on his second marriage, he requests women?
Britney Spears, during her performance at London's O2 Arena, where the Wizards and Knicks just finished playing a basketball game. Fact. There you go. Sports. She requested that a framed photo of Princess Diana be hung in her dressing room.
That's just weird.
Because reportedly, this is a quote, Britney adores the monarchy.
Okay. Fine.
She doesn't even know their names. Can she spell?
Lady Di's been gone for 20 years.
Oh, that's funny.
Man.
Mary J. Blige must have king-size beds in her hotel rooms because, quote, twin beds are unacceptable.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I like king-size beds. I'm not going to.
Madonna has a 200-person entourage.
Oh, she's hers.
200?
Her, yeah, I know. Remember the documentary many years ago? Yeah, she's out of control with that stuff.
Eminem, this is a cool one.
There we go.
Six Lunchables.
Lunchables as in the little ham and
cheese. Yeah, that's blue-collar Detroit style. I like it.
Three turkeys and three hams.
What whole?
Is it Thanksgiving?
And he likes 24 cans and 24 plastic bottles of Diet Coke.
24.
Well, not for him. I mean, for his, he's not going to drink all 24. Although he's kind of hyped up once he gets on stage.
Oh, Cher, here we go.
Here we go. This is what's gonna be in the Hertz Arena dressing room tonight.
Probably right now.
She's got a room for her wigs.
Yeah, that's part of her show. All right. I get
and
that.
She doesn't want anyone backstage wearing a backstage pass. She says if you're backstage, she should be familiar enough with you to know who you are.
Ooh. The eyeball test right there.
Prince, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's in for a treat tonight.
Winnie Houston.
What did Prince used to like?
Okay, hold on. I got to go back.
Everything purple. Like J-Lo had a white room. He had everything purple.
So for his 2007 stay at the London's O2 Arena, Prince asked that the venue's owner build him a luxury 5-bedroom home.
Inside the arena?
No, near the arena.
Build him a home. How about the Elton John?
And then in a 2004 writer, he requested all items in the dressing room must be covered in clear plastic wrap until uncovered by the main artist. This is an absolute necessity.
It's a germaphobe.
Yeah.
How about Elton John? Is he there? I just heard some stories about him,
I got
too.
I've seen more. Many times. Will Ferrell. That's kind of... Oh, Paul McCartney.
What did Whitney Houston have?
I would think Paul would not be that high maintenance.
All items must be animal-free, including food, materials, print. No, animal print. And his writer also states there will be no meat or meat byproducts allowed to be served in the dressing rooms, production office, or areas within the backstage.
Freaking
if he's not eating meat, no one can.
Oh, please.
Did that just... Why? Because he's tempted?
Why?
He's tempted.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Electric three-wheel mobility scooter. A flight of stairs on wheels. A fake tree on wheels and a rainbow on wheels.
Yeah, that sounds like kind of
sounds
fake.
Nice.
But...
that's all I got. I mean, One Direction, beer, KFC, ping pong table, soft toilet paper. That's a nice one.
Well,
let me
ask you guys, if you were a diva, yeah. What would you request?
Well, I requested that this wall be painted red when they were painting.
So
the
you
room
got
here.
It, right?
So we, yeah.
What would I'd have to request if I'm getting turned up and I'm an artist, right?
Yeah.
I'd think I'd be a rapper, if anything.
Yeah.
Go Crown Royal.
Yeah.
I'm a big Crown Royal fan.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what I partake in. That's
right.
My
Crown Royal. And dressing with Crown Royal, you would take with you on stage, too.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So you'd
exactly.
Want to drink and stuff while you're playing.
Perfect. I would get. I'd have everyone I perform for buy me a Yeti, the Yeti cup.
Yeah.
Oh, ice stays good for hours.
Some performers like Billy Joel. I've seen. Billy Joel has a Heineken or something on the piano. I don't know how many he goes through, but I mean, I think it's that's rough drinking hard stuff, especially if you're performing for two and a half hours and get dehydrated and might forget the words. That kind of, afterwards, fine. I get it afterwards, but
I'd want a suitcase full of cash just sitting there.
Well, they're paying you obviously want it in straight cash.
Call it in advance, and then 24 Coors Lights, iced down in a Yeti cooler.
Yeah,
I'd be good with that. some kind of meal.
Yeah, you got to have food. Yeah. But I think that, you know.
But you don't want the I'm not real picky about food.
No, but I'd have like shrimp.
But you don't want pizza every night because that gets old.
Not pizza. You don't want anything heavy when you're going out to perform. Something light.
Like a sushi.
Not a lot of carbs.
Ooh, crown and sushi.
No, you don't want to go raw fish in case it's bad.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have Montezuma's Revenge on the stage.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Because you know that'll go viral. That'll go viral on you real fast. Kind of like Jim Boeheim the other night. You know, that kind of situation.
Well.
I know. It wasn't his fault.
I don't know. I wouldn't have candy in my dressing room.
No, but you'd have.
Oh, you know, I'd have M&Ms.
You'd have vodka.
By the way, all colors
of
M&Ms.
Soda for afterwards. I wouldn't drink while I'm performing. I don't think. Maybe one.
239. A bidet. Good call. Good call. 239.
Just in case.
I'm right there with you.
Have you ever used?
No, I haven't. But it just sounds great.
I don't want to get into a thing here. I had one in my room in Europe once.
Yeah.
And
what'd you do? Brush your teeth?
No.
Hey, others have.
Honey, they got a drinking fountain.
Yeah,
there.
Look at this.
That's great.
I was trying to figure out how to use it. And
so you're I can just see.
Let's just say
you started to straddle it, right?
And then
you
said, "Oh, I startled myself real fast."
Oops, there it is. So you start to straddle it, and then you turned around and realize, and then was it one of those automatic ones?
Let's just say I got poked.
Did you have to push a button for it, or did it start automatically?
I don't remember. I shut it down right away, and I said, who needs this? It's not comfortable.
Interesting.
We've talked quite a bit about colon in the last week on this show.
Honey, you got to see this.
Watch this.
Lebatard tells a story that he had a girlfriend come up to a room and he had a bidet and didn't know how to use it or something, and it sprayed all over him. That's just as she was ringing the doorbell. And anyway.
The key is you sit down before you use it, because I don't think they have like a sense. It's not censored, but if you just start to sit down, it's going to shoot up. You got to sit down and activate it.
It's
yourself.
Not like a. There's not like a button. Like
you
an
know what
on
I'm
off?
Saying, there is a button. It's not. They probably do have some that are censored where you if they detect any movement over it, but
much bigger over there than they are here in the United States.
Oh, I like 941 Squatty Potty, Twix peanut butter, and ESPN radio playing.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's it.
All right. I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Coming up, we got what you got. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3.
Sports.
Did we do any of that today? ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, let's look at the calendar. It is January 17th. You want to know what happened on this day in history in 1988?
Can I guess somebody won a Super Bowl?
No, it's too early. A little too early. Well, in the earlier days, it wasn't too early.
Yeah.
No. The Browns had just staged a furious second-half comeback. The Broncos.
The drive.
No.
The fumble.
The fumble.
The Broncos stripped Ernest Biner of the ball at the 3-yard line with just over a minute left, all but ending Cleveland's hopes for an AFC title. The fumble in Cleveland on this date in history, 1988.
One of the great playoff games ever. It really was.
It was.
And you got to wonder what could have happened. Denver got blasted in the Super Bowl twice. That was the year they lost to Washington. Being up 10-0, and then Doug Williams and the Redskins came back and put up the next 42. Same thing happened. Was the drive 2 years after? Was 2 years after or the next year?
Yep. Fumble the drive.
And then instead of humiliating themselves by 32 points, they played San Francisco and they humiliated themselves by 45 points, losing 55-10 in the worst Super Bowl ever. As a 12-point favorite, San Fran had no trouble covering at all.
Tough times.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, what you got?
And I still think Cleveland would have given them both teams a better game.
Perhaps.
Yes. Update you on our Twitter poll today at 99.3 ESPN. Like I said, there's a story out today about January, about a lot of women are growing their armpit hair, which we've all agreed is we just find disgusting. I'm sorry. It's just gross. And they're coloring it and they're making it unicorn patterns and all this. I think it's disgusting. But the poll was, of course, do you favor armpit hair on women? Almost 300 votes. 90% of you, thank goodness, said no. 10% of you knuckleheads said yes.
10% are whacked.
So, yeah.
All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, what you got?
All right. I got a feel-good story. 10-year-old Anderson McDuffie, yep, 8 months ago, underwent his second heart surgery.
Ooh.
Part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he said he wanted to play a game against his favorite team in hockey, the Stars. So yesterday, the Stars invited him to their practice facility, and he got to go out on the ice with a bunch of his favorite hockey players. And he actually got in a fight with...
Sagan?
John Klingberg.
Really?
Yeah. And Klingberg was really cool after talking to some of the news outlets, saying that he was just standing on the blue line playing defense when Anderson, the 10-year-old, came up and started going after him. Anderson said it was the other way around. Just a really cool video if you can go on Twitter and check it out.
Nice.
Make
right,
a Wish.
Anderson.
They do, oh,
good,
do some
good
cool videos like that.
That's
very
great.
Good.
Very
yeah
cool.
Love Make a Wish.
You know, I'd be you might see that on the Make a Wish week when they do it in the. They normally do that in like July, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be cool. All right, Spain and Fitz coming up at the bottom or top.
Slow
of the
day. Probably won't talk about hairless aliens.
Wait a minute.
They
was,
should.
Was Fitz solo yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Well, because only an hour and a half to the Celtics Raptors game.
He led with something that was. Peculiar, and I can't remember what it was.
It was college players becoming free agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how we should accept it and how Zion should sit.
Yep. Oh, that's what it was. But he acted like he just discovered plutonium and it was the first time it had ever been discussed.
Oh, first time he has discussed it.
That's what he should do. All right.
You,
so
you have to remember some of these people are on a, we're on a different level. I mean, no offense, but.
Yeah, they're national.
Our
we're local.
Yeah, and our right sports knowledge outdoes theirs by about a billion to one. Trust
I'm
me,
I'm right there with
me
you, Pete.
It's not even debate. It's not even close.
Especially that feeling guy on first and last sometimes.
He's awesome, by the
He's
way.
Fantastic.
He's on a bit of a sabbatical at the moment.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. All right, so
blowing past hard breaks.
I did miss a hard break.
Next time you're on that show, call me at like 4:30 in the morning. I'll be a special caller.
I need a guest.
Sure. Pete Shepard that lambasts the network all the time? Yeah, that's probably not going to be a good move.
I just like a good challenge. I'm not responsible. I've just tried very politely in the past to have some playful debate, banter with some of these guys. And
how many ESPN personalities are you blocked by?
That's a good question,
I know
Pete.
Two.
Answer the question.
No, actually, the only people...
Bomani?
Bomani blocked me years ago. He blocks everybody because he's a sensitive jackass. And well, he is. And... yeah, he's on a show that's on that nobody watches.
Oh, that's High Noon.
I went from
weekdays at 4.
Weekdays at 4, and that nobody watches. It demoted to a half an hour, and whatever. He's a fraud. And the only one was Rob Parker, who's a racist a-hole.
I guess he's with Fox Sports.
He's
now,
with, so. Yeah, but he was. I mean,
yeah, he was with ESPN.
They're the only two that have ever blocked me.
Wow. All right. Yeah. We got any play-by-play tonight?
No, play-by-play free.
All right.
I think.
So what am I going to watch tonight?
Yeah, no play-by-play tonight. What do you got going on tonight? Let's check it out.
Oh,
what are the Gatsby's doing tonight?
Gatsby's are going out for another dinner tonight, as my friends from my great friends, Lou and Anna, are around, and they're looking to come down here a little bit. And,
nice doubleheader on TNT.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, continue with Lou Ann.
So we're heading out, meeting, introduce them to my posse from Bonita National, going out to restaurant not too far from here. And then tomorrow night I have my great appearance at Foxborough Tavern in Naples from 6:30 to 8:30 right after the show for our Patriots pep rally. You guys should both come. It's going to be off the charts.
I got a date tomorrow night.
New England clam bake tomorrow night
with
as well.
With your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I just asked.
Where?
Chibo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, you like that place.
I do like that place. Nice. Doubleheader on TNT tonight, 7 o'clock, Sixers at Pacers. Then Oklahoma City hosts the Lakers.
What you got going on tonight, Craig?
I'm going to go head out from here. You know, I never go straight home because I got all this stuff to do. But tonight, I'm going to go watch my son dominate the dojo Taekwondo.
Hey. Oh, nice.
He's a black belt, you know. So.
Dominate the dojo.
Yeah.
And nice. One ranked team plays in college basketball tonight.
One?
One. Loyola Marymount on the road taking on number 5 Gonzaga.
That should be a pretty high scoring game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see Michigan State. They're at Nebraska, 8 o'clock Ooh, FS1.
Hey, watch out for Nebraska. They nipped Indiana last week.
Yeah, by
and
20.
Speaking of Michigan State, their president, was it John Engler?
Yeah.
Former governor of the state. Former he was the interim president
Didn't
of the
Did we not
university.
Predict that he yeah. wouldn't make it?
Well, you got to resign when you say that victims were enjoying the spotlight.
Enjoying the spotlight.
Yeah, you know good. What?
How could you have all those letters after your name and degrees and make such a stupid comment?
See ya. He gone.
Bye.
Tomorrow, yeah, we're gone too. Pigskin picks tomorrow, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. Get ready.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm just fantastic. The glue that holds it all together. Have a good night, everybody, and God bless America.